This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guests today are Carrie Mapes and Patty Pappas, who are the co-founders of Hello Again Products, cannabis vaginal suppositories formulated for women's wellness. Patty and Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Oh my God, I can't wait to learn all about Hello Again Products. But before we begin, I always want to start. I love starting out with what inspired you, the story behind the why.
Oh my gosh. Well, we had been friends for 20 years in and out of each other's lives. Our kids are all friends. And when our youngest two kids each went off to college, it was about the same time that cannabis became adult use legal in California. And there was a lot of buzz around it. So we were just, honestly, we were curious. So the base of our story is curiosity. We went to a dispensary for the first time. Neither one of us really had a relationship with cannabis at all. And we started asking questions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we went in there and with no expectations, we didn't even think we would try anything. And learned pretty quickly about how cannabis was already helping people with various symptoms like anxiety. And there was a lot of products there to help you sleep through the night. And there was stuff for pain and inflammation, all these things that Carrie and I looked at each other and thought, you know, as women our age in menopause, which was, you know, we were customer founders, we created this product for ourselves. These were all things that we were going through or experiencing. So then the next phase was trying all the products. So, you know, little by little, we tried some edibles, we tried some drinks, we tried some tinctures, we tried the patches. Nothing was really coming together in a comprehensive way to help address the symptoms that we were feeling. So after not that long of a time, we decided, you know what, we're going to try to make it ourselves for ourselves. And that's how the whole thing started.
There was nothing there that really, like Patty said, was what we wanted to use. And a big part of that was not having a psychoactive high. We were pretty convinced that the THC and the CBD, and later what we actually added other ingredients to our product as well, but the THC and the CBD, we were really convinced we needed both and that they would be very effective in kind of balancing out this whole storm that's happened biologically because of our fluctuating hormones. So, but we wanted to use it in the morning to feel good, to get on with the day and drive the car. And we also wanted help with sleep at night, but not a hot psychoactive high sleep. Like obviously, like we, you know, something happens in the night, you need to be able to respond. So that was the number one thing that was not available anywhere that we could find. And number two, there was nothing appealing in at that point in dispensaries. Everything was still really green and gold and black and shiny. And like,
yeah, there was nothing marketed to our demographic, right, for sure.
So that was the beginning. And truly, like, we did not think, how can we start can we get in the cannabis business?
Yeah, we were empty nesters. No. We were, you know.
And we also didn't think, how can we start a business together? What kind of project should we do together?
Right.
Was that truly just kind of drawing a direct line between what we were experiencing as women in menopause and what we had just learned cannabis could do.
That's amazing. And generally the most successful entrepreneurs are the ones who are solving their own problems and then sharing it with the world. So it seems like you both are on that journey wow. So cannabis obviously is a very difficult industry to be in, especially when it comes to launching it and marketing and educating. I feel like the educational part of the business itself is another business within the business, right? So tell me a little bit about when you first started, what were some of the challenges that you had to deal with?
Well, I think we had challenges on a few fronts. One with cannabis and with our, you know, who we thought our customers would be at that time. We're not generally going into dispensaries or using cannabis as we were not either. So one of the biggest messages we had to get out there, and we're still trying to get out there, is that cannabis has a large amount of medicinal uses. And, you know, there are products like ours that you do not get high by using, but can really help you. So that was one of our biggest messages to get out there. And the reason we cannot get high, which is our second sort of challenge, is that we made it a vaginal suppository. So because of the delivery method, and we can get more into that later, but because of the delivery method, we can utilize the THC and the CBD together without the head high. So, and so that's a that's a message that we also need to get out there. And then there's the message of menopause. You know, Carrie and I, when we started talking about all our symptoms, literally that day was the first conversation we'd had about how each other's menopause symptoms and experiences were. We'd never talked about it. So having women have open discussions and what, you know, and share what they're going through is a challenge as well.
And just even getting women to understand that really menopause is the year anniversary of the last time you had a period. And honestly, by the time that happens, you're kind of on the back end. Like, you still have symptoms and conditions that you wish you didn't, but you're kind of on the back end of the severity of what's been happening. It's that whole almost 10-year lead up to that moment where symptoms start piling on and you just get, you start feeling further and further away from yourself. And it's really easy to think that, you know, the world conditions, your newborn, your teenage daughters, like all of these other things in life are making you cranky and not being able to sleep and, you know,
forgetting things.
Exactly. Yeah. But really, you know, quite often it's perimenopause, but for a 38-year-old, 41-year-old woman to realize that is also a challenge for us.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, I had my newborn, 4 months ago at the age of 42 and a half, which, you know, was difficult in many ways, because I'm like, most of my friends are going through menopause and here I am having a baby. I hope this doesn't do a number on me, in a sense that right afterwards I go through this, my body just crashes and deals with all these different, I don't know, emotional things, hormonal things. But tell me a little bit about those suppositories. Like, what is the difference between that and an oil or a pill or a gummy that somebody would take?
So the biggest reason that we pivoted our concept of the project to a vaginal suppository was it bypasses the liver and the digestive system. It's because it's going right into the vagina. And I'll bookmark that for a second, but the vagina is full of cannabinoid receptors. Your brain is also full of cannabinoid receptors. So we're really putting, you know, it's really a local application of the cannabinoids right there where you have a lot of receptors. So that's one reason, but that bypassing the liver and the digestive tract is really important because it's in the liver where the breakdown of cannabinoids is actually also psychoactive. So sometimes, I don't know if your listeners are how familiar they are with different cannabis products, but sometimes edibles just kind of have a funky, wonky way of sneaking up on you, or the high is kind of weird or inconsistent. That all has to do with the way your liver breaks down cannabinoids. But because we're not going through the stomach and we're not going through the liver, you know, that none of that is affecting user experience with Hello Again,
which consistency was really important for us. So I wanted to have the same experience every time I used whatever product we created. And I wanted, or Carrie and I wanted both of us to have the same experience. So we wanted the same experience pretty much to happen with every woman who used the product, and not, and that doesn't always happen with an edible or a, you know, a vape or an oil, or, you know, different things have different ways of working into your system.
But anything you're ingesting is going to end up going through the liver and less predictable. So, you know, really the only thing that kind of varies from woman to woman for our product is maybe body temperature a little, but that's not a lot.
Yeah.
And how quickly, you know, you absorb the suppository. So, you know, it's, we were able to kind of really control for that pretty well with the vaginal suppository.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, not only are you really focusing on going after the initial problem where it begins, right, from our vagina, but also you're really differentiating yourselves from all the competitors, because most of them are doing the same thing. It's oils and edibles and topicals, but suppositories, I honestly, maybe I have heard of one company, I'm not going to mention their name, but other than them, you're the second company that I've come across, and really focusing on menopause. That's what I love, because the other company is very, it's all about sex. Now, in terms of marketing, you know, obviously there's a lot of restrictions, even though, you know, if you have, so correct me if I'm wrong, your product does not contain THC, or does it have a little bit of THC?
It actually has a lot of THC, which we're able to do because it's a vaginal suppository. So our nighttime formula has 20 milligrams of THC. So, you know, that's nothing I could ever ingest and be comfortable.
So just to be clear, and so that the listeners are understanding this correctly also, so because it's going through the vagina and it's not really, you know, going through the digestive system, you don't get the psychoactive effect?
Correct.
Wow, that's
amazing. With our ratios. I mean, there can be a product out there where it has, you know, triple the amount maybe of THC, and you would feel that as a head high. But we've specifically formulated it not to get the head high.
That's amazing. Wow. I am so amazed. Now I'm going to talk about marketing because I do own a marketing agency, and we know that cannabis CBD has just been, that industry itself has been suffering a lot, and, you know, just, they can't advertise. They can't, legally at least, you can't really do any Google ads. You can't do Facebook ads. You can do organic social media, but, you know, a lot of times if you get blacklisted, guess what? 20% of your followers see your posts. And so in every way, I feel like everyone's up against people in this industry. What are some of the challenges that you've come across trying to get the word out about your brand, about your amazing
product? You know the industry well.
You just said them all.
Everything you said is true.
I think that, in one way, we have an advantage because we can lean into the wellness messaging and the menopause and the symptoms that women are having. And we try to talk a lot about that in that, you know, in that social media world.
Yeah. And we really try to use that to direct people to our website. I mean, that's really where you can say what you can say and give the most product information. So that's kind of the work of 2022 for us is setting up our website so that women can, so that we can sell direct to consumer. Obviously we're not selling it. It's all going through a licensed dispensary, but women, you know, our women really want to be able to order online and have it delivered to their home. And when that happens through our website, which is what we're working on right now, that really allows us to have, you know, more direct conversation with our, our potential customers. But our social media, our marketing director, Halman Ray, she's been doing a great job. I really love it. We really do lean into the menopause messaging and the wellness messaging. And from the very beginning, we didn't want to be whiny about menopause. We didn't want to complain about it because it's a vibrant time of life. I'm really happy right now. Patty is really happy right now.
We started a company. A lot of people are starting new jobs, dating again for the first time. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, and, you know, we want everybody to feel good and enjoy it and not be taken down by all those symptoms. But
I would be excited too if I were you. I mean, you're probably going to change women's lives forever, you know, because like you said, our body produces cannabinoids and naturally, and it's such an amazing thing. And it's so sad that they had to take it away back in 1940s, I believe, because of whatever personal reasons Nixon had. But yeah, I'm glad it's coming back, and I'm hoping that it'll be completely legalized. And in terms of selling online, do you need a license to be able to sell directly to the consumer?
So the way that happens within the cannabis space is you're subject to all of the restrictions. Think of it as a dispensary on wheels.
Yeah.
So yes, it all goes through a licensed,
not ours, but contract them. Hopefully it'll feel more like you are buying it online, but it will go through a licensed dispensary, because the cannabis business, just so everybody out there knows, is licensed and regulated and tested, you know, way more than any other industry, food industry, liquor industry, anything. So, you know, it makes us feel comfortable because we know our product is pure and has passed various standards, and we're asking women to put this in their body. So it makes us feel better. And, you know, just so people know that it is a regulated industry.
Now, if people wanted to purchase your product, where would they go to? Obviously, it's in dispensaries, but how would they know which dispensaries carry them?
Our website is helloagainproducts.com, and we've got a store locator in there. We have dispensaries and delivery services. We're available as far north in California is Redding and Humboldt and down to San Diego in about 60 different dispensaries. And then we'd love for you to sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
Try to give interesting, amusing information out in it once a month. But we also, that's a great place to know when changes happen. We're really trying to expand into other states. We get a lot of inquiries from women in other states, and we know there's a market that menopause crosses state lines.
no state lines.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, going back to marketing, have you done any workshops? And clearly it looks like you guys are the face of the company. You're not scared to hide behind the brand like most founders do, which really bothers me because that questions the quality of the product when I can't see the CEOs and the founders, you know, but it looks like you guys are really out there and you solve the problem for yourselves and you're openly sharing that with others. Have you dabbled into sort of, I guess now post-pandemic, we're still in the Zoom sort of webinar scene. Have you guys done any webinars, workshops to educate women? Because I feel like education would probably be a huge component of your marketing efforts, right? Because you're talking about menopause, you're talking about also the benefits and how this could potentially help them get through it easily.
It's funny because from the very beginning, live events at dispensaries were a part of our business plan, menopausiums.
Nice. And, oh, I like that.
I love that. And we launched our products on the shelves, and 2 weeks later, California shut down for COVID. And so really the entirety of our existence has been during COVID, and it's only, you know where we are now. There was a brief moment this summer where things were opening up in dispensaries, but it's also taught us, gosh, you know, our reach is a lot greater through, you know, different digital formats. So we're rethinking how to do all of that, but we love going on. We've gone on as guests. We haven't produced our own.
Series
quite yet.
It's been really successful for a lot of my clients because they're reaching out to their target audiences by just sharing information. It's as simple as that. And then doing a giveaway or raffles or whatever. And you educate them and then you hope that it'll be an opportunity for them to sign up for your newsletter or whatever, and for you to build that community. So I highly would recommend it. And it's something that is not blocked by any of the platforms out there. They can't stop you from doing a webinar that's educating women about how, you know, your product is going to help women dealing with menopause. My other question is research. I know that with CBD, a lot of the research out there is now in phase 3 and 4. Which specifically for anxiety, it's proving out to possibly, potentially, it could be replacing Xanax and other things because, if it goes into phase 3 and 4, that's an indication that this CBD is working. Now, have you guys researched or learned anything about the latest research on cannabis and menopause?
I mean, we definitely try to keep up to date on whatever is coming out. We would love to be in a position at some point to be able to do some more specific research. You'd be surprised to learn that people aren't researching menopause, you know, in the cannabis space. They weren't, you know, marketing to us. They're not researching it, but we would love to be able to do that as we get bigger, time goes by, or, you know, we have those resources. But everything, you know, we do keep up to date, and we're being validated. I feel like when something comes out that kind of just, we nod our heads and say, yes, okay, good. You know, we've known this, you know, through our own experiences.
But we had medical consultants during our formulation, and we continue to be in close touch with one who's a woman who uses cannabis in her gynecology practice. And she's been a great resource for us. And we also, we were put in touch with some researchers at universities during our formulation phase as well, in part because, as Patty said, there weren't clinical studies because it's not federally legal. So we had to get some answers as to why we were seeing the cannabis behave in a certain way and get some ideas about why scientifically it's different hypotheses as to why that would be true, because the research just wasn't there yet, but it's all changing. There are a couple of friends of ours who have started independent clinical trial companies for specifically for cannabis products, which I think is great. They're not quite ready for an emulsified product yet, but they will be.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.